రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 23 అండ్ 24. యద్వాంబతే భూరి భరావతార కృతావతారస్య హరేర ధరిత్రీ అంతర్హితస్య స్మరతి విశిష్టా కర్మాణి నిర్వాణ విలంబితాని ఇదం మమ చక్ష్వతవాది మూలం వసుందరే యేన వికర్షితాసి కాలేన వాతే బలినాం బలియస సురార్చితం కిం హృతం అంబ సౌభగం వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఫస్ట్ 23. యద్వా దట్ మే బి అంబ
అంబ
ఓ మదర్
తే
యువర్ భూరి
హెవీ
భర
లోడ్
అవతార డిక్రీజింగ్ ద లోడ్ కృత అలోన్
డన్
అవతారస్య
వన్ హూ ఇన్కార్నేటెడ్
హరే హే
ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ
ధరిత్రి
ఓ అర్త్
అంతర్హితస్య ఆఫ్ హిమ్ హూ ఇస్ నౌ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సైట్ స్మరతి
వైల్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్
విశిష్ట ఆల్ దట్ వేర్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ కర్మాణి
యాక్టివిటీస్
నిర్వాణ
సాల్వేషన్
విలంబితాని
దట్ విచ్ ఎంటైల్స్
24 ఇదం
దిస్
మమ
అంటు మీ
ఆ చక్ష్వ కైండ్లీ ఇన్ఫార్మ్
తవ
యువర్ అది మూలం ద రూట్ కాజ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ట్రిబులేషన్ వసుందరే ఓ రిజర్వాయర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ రిచెస్
బై విచ్
వికర్షిత అసి రిడ్యూస్ టు మచ్ వీక్నెస్ Kalena.
Kalena.
By the influence of time.
By the influence of the time.
Va.
Va.
Or.
Or.
Te.
Te.
Your.
Your.
Balinam.
Balinam.
Very powerful.
Very powerful.
Baliyasa. Baliyasa.
Baliyasa.
More powerful.
More powerful.
Sura Architam.
Sura Architam.
Adored by the Devatas.
Adored by the Devatas.
Kim.
Kim.
Weather.
Weather.
Hritam.
Hritam.
Taken away.
Taken away.
Amba.
Amba.
Mother.
Mother.
Saubhagam.
Saubhagam.
Fortune.
Fortune.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O Mother Earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, incarnated Himself as Lord Shri Krishna just to unload your heavy burden. All His activities here are transcendental and they cement the path of liberation. You are now bereft of His presence. You are probably now thinking of those activities and feeling sorry in their absence. Please repeat. O Mother Earth.
O Mother Earth.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Hari.
Hari.
Incarnated Himself.
Incarnated Himself.
As Lord Shri Krishna.
As Lord Shri Krishna.
Just to unload your heavy burden.
Just to unload your heavy burden.
All His activities.
All His activities.
Here.
Here.
Are transcendental.
Are transcendental.
And they cement.
And then cement
the path of liberation.
The path of liberation.
You are now bereft of His presence.
You are now bereft of His presence.
You are probably now thinking of those activities.
You are probably now thinking of those activities.
And feeling sorry in their absence.
And feeling sorry in their absence.
Purport. The activities of the Lord include liberation, but they are more relishable than the pleasure derived from nirvana or liberation. According to Srila Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the word used here is nirvana vilambitani, that which minimizes the value of liberation. To attain nirvana, liberation, one has to undergo a severe type of tapasya, austerity, but the Lord is so merciful that He incarnates to diminish the burden of the earth. Simply by remembering such activities, one can defy the pleasure derived from nirvana and reach the transcendental abode of the Lord to associate with Him, eternally engaged in His blissful, loving service. Take the next one. Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. I think that the powerful influence of time, which conquers the most powerful, might have forcibly taken away all your fortune, which are adored even by the Devatas. Purport. By the grace of the Lord, each and every planet is created fully equipped. So not only is this earth fully equipped with all the creatures for the maintenance of its inhabitants, but also when the Lord descends on the earth, the whole earth becomes so enriched with all kinds of opulences that even the denizens of heaven worship it with all affection. But by the will of the Lord, the whole earth can at once be changed. He can do and undo a thing by His sweet will. Therefore, no one should consider himself to be self-sufficient or independent of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताका स्वामिनिति नामिने नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yadavambate Bhuri Bharavatara Kratavatarasya Hare Radharitri Antarahitasya Smarati Vishrashta Karmani Nirvana Vilambitani. O Mother Earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, incarnated Himself as Lord Shri Krishna just to unload your heavy burden. All His activities here are transcendental and they cement the path of liberation. You are now bereft of His presence. You are probably now thinking of those activities and feeling sorry in their absence.
Idam mama chakshvatavadi moolam vasundare yena vikaras vikarshitasi kalena vate balinama baliyasya surachitam kim hratam ambasavagam.
Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. I think that the powerful influence of time, which conquers the most powerful, might have forcibly taken away all your fortune, which was adored even by the devatas. So Dharma, Purusha, is concluding his questions. These are the last two questions he has for Mother Earth. So we can see some very significant statements here, you know, some qualities, some criteria, you know. For example, here he is addressing Bhumi as Vasundhara, you know, that's one name of Bhumi, Vasundhara. Vasundhara means reservoir of all riches. So we have so many minerals, diamonds, you know, and gold and precious stones and everything. Oil, food stuff, water, medicines, herbs. So many things the mother has. That's why she is called Vasundhara. But now, despite of that, she is not looking happy. And that's why saying that, oh Vasundhara, you are not looking, you know, you are vikarshita asi. Vikarshita. Akarshita, vikarshita. Akarshita means look attractive. Vikarshita means you are not looking so attractive, you are looking so weak. Is it because of kalena? Time, because we know that time is the biggest factor, one of the biggest factors, you know. Krishna's one energy is time, and time we know that does destroy everything. Sometimes it is healing, you know, we say that time will heal, especially, you know, we have a wound or you get hurt by somebody or you are having some confusion about somebody, then they advise that you should let go, you know, allow time to pass, and then they say time is the biggest healer. But then time is also the destroyer. You leave anything or you make anything, it's not going to last forever. You may have something little old, you know, you may say, oh, it is old, it is vintage, it is antique. But then these days there is a big business is restoring the antique, you know, recreating the antique or restoring the antiques. There's so much so that people have made it as an industry. Somebody went to an antique shop. Of course, it was a fake antique shop, you know, like we have so many. And if you go to Delhi and you go to Chandni Chowk, and there's some market there, you know, you'll get all the antiques there. They are all looking rusted, you know, green things on the brass, and you know, it looks like very, very old. So, but they are not real antiques. So this person, some person went there and he saw something, and he had seen it earlier also. So he asked, sir, how much is this? And he says, it's 10,000 rupees. Oh, he says, last year I came, you offered me the same thing for 7,000 rupees. Now why it is 10,000? So this person said, sir, the labor cost has gone up. Antique is supposed to be, you know, just left as it is, right? And he said, labor cost has gone up. That means he is playing around. So same way, we are all playing around. We are all playing around with the Bhumi, with the Vasundhara. You know, it's already so beautiful, but we want to manipulate. You know, we want to cut the mountains and the trees and, you know, go for the minerals, because go for the granite, go for so many things, marble and different stones and different trees, you know, then. So what happens? There is an imbalance. And that's why he's saying the you are such a, this Mother Earth is so precious that even the devatas are adoring. They also come here. Because of course one more reason is that this is the gateway to the spiritual world. You want to go to Krishna Loka, the gate is on this planet. Scriptures say that it is on from this planet. So lots of times these devatas, they also come here to get out of this material cycle. Although there are so many different planets, but it is considered as one of the gateways. So you are so fortunate, but now you are not looking so fortunate. You are looking so dull and morose, and there is no attraction. And why? Because of the previous. He says, Krishna who came, Lord Hari, Lord Vishnu comes as Krishna. We know that people get stuck at that, of course. So they don't want to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we know that Lord Vishnu is also his own expansion. And then he himself comes. He doesn't say in Bhagavad Gita that when Lord Vishnu wants me, then I come here. No, he doesn't say that, right? He says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Abhyudhana. You know, I come at my own sweet will when I feel that there is a problem. So of course there is no difference in at one platform, there is no difference between Lord Vishnu and Lord Krishna, because the expansions are as powerful. Okay. But just for, you know, for devotee's sake, we have to clarify this, that we love Krishna more than anybody else because of his 64 qualities. The four qualities we do not have even in Lord Vishnu. And more importantly, we adore him, we love him, we worship him, we serve him, because there is a relationship, you know, there is an exchange. Lord Vishnu, you can ask for some boon and he can grant it or not grant it. But Krishna, you don't have to even ask him, you know, you can feed him, play with him, make him, like today somebody says, oh, I'm treating Krishna like my son, and she's herself only college going. But she wants to have that relationship of vatsalya. And because now we know that Krishna is not there, because we saw what happened to Arjuna, what happened to Yudhishthira. So now Parikshit Maharaj is there, but Krishna is not there. So he said he came to unload the burden. See how many demons he killed. Every day there was a demon being killed. All those were not small demons. You know, all these asuras, Dayana asura and this asura, that asura. Asura means demon. They're all, somebody asked what happened to them. And many were killed during Mahabharata war. I mean, before that, not during Mahabharata war, I'm sorry. During Krishna Leela, he almost finished most of the big demons at that time. So, Dharma is saying that it looks like that you are thinking about all those Leelas, all those pastimes, and now you are getting disturbed. Yes, you are feeling sorry. So he says, Kritavatarasya, Avatarasya. See, there are two times avatar has come, but there are different meanings. See, when it says Bharavatara, Bhara is heaviness. Avatara means to reduce, and avatara also means to descend. So in the same shloka there are two different avatars. So sometimes we have to be careful, and that's why we need the guidance. We need the commentaries, purports of the acharyas. And Srila Prabhupada has made it so simple for us, you know, just simply follow and we can be, you know, we can be very safe. We don't draw some wrong conclusion. Okay? So, I have to stop here. Thank you very much. Hopefully we will meet tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.